Hello, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most practical topics in your WGEC GCSE Mathematics course, Scale Drawings. This is topic 3.10, and trust me, once you master this, you'll never look at a map or floor plan the same way again. Scale drawings are everywhere in the real world. Architects use them to design buildings, engineers use them for construction projects, and you use them every time you check a map on your phone. The brilliant thing about this topic is that it combines measurement skills, ratio understanding, and problem solving all in one package. Now, WGHE examiners absolutely love testing scale drawings because they can assess multiple skills at once. You'll often see these questions worth 4 to 6 marks, and they frequently appear in those OCW questions. That's organizing, communicating, and writing, where you need to show clear working and communicate your method effectively. Today, we're going to break down exactly what you need to know to pick up every single mark available. We'll cover the core concepts, walk through the calculation process step by step, highlight the common mistakes that cost candidates marks every year, and finish with some quick-fire questions to test your understanding. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. So, what exactly is a scale drawing? Simply put, it's a diagram or map where all the distances are in the same ratio to the actual distances. The scale tells you this ratio. For example, if a map has a scale of 1 to 25,000, written as 1:25,000, that means 1 centimeter on the map represents 25,000 centimeters in real life. Let's break down the two main types of scales you'll encounter. First, there's the ratio scale, like 1:50 or 1:25,000. This tells you that every unit on the drawing equals that many units in reality. Second, there's the statement scale, like 1 centimeter represents 2 kilometers. This is more direct and often easier to work with, but you need to be careful with unit conversions. The golden rule with scale drawings is this: measure accurately, apply the scale correctly, and convert units carefully. WGHE examiners are strict about measurement tolerance. You typically need to be within plus or minus 2 millimeters when measuring or drawing. So keep your pencil sharp and your ruler steady. Let's walk through the conversion process. Imagine you're given a map with a scale of 1 to 25,000 and you measure a distance of 4 centimeters on the map. How do you find the real distance? Step 1. Identify what you've measured. You've got 4 centimeters on the map. Step 2. Apply the scale. The scale is 1 to 25,000, so you multiply your map distance by 25,000. That's 4 times 25,000, which equals 100,000 centimeters. Step 3. Convert units. 100,000 centimeters is a huge number, so we need to convert it to something more sensible. There are 100 centimeters in a meter, so divide by 100 to get 1,000 meters. There are 1,000 meters in a kilometer, so divide by 1,000 to get 1 kilometer. Your final answer is 1 kilometer. Now, here's a really important point. Always show you're working. In OCW questions, WGHEC examiners award marks for your method, not just the final answer. Write down the scale, show the multiplication, and show the unit conversion step by step. This is how you secure those communication marks. What about constructing scale drawings? This is where your compass and protractor skills come in. Let's say you need to draw a point B that's 500 meters from point A on a bearing of 065 degrees, using a scale of 1 centimeter to 100 meters. First, convert the real distance to the drawing distance. 500 meters divided by 100 equals 5 centimeters. So point B will be 5 centimeters from point A on your diagram. Next, use your protractor to measure 065 degrees from north at point A. Remember, bearings are always measured clockwise from north, and they're always written as 3 figures. So 065 degrees, not just 65. Finally, use your ruler to draw a line 5 centimeters long in that direction and mark point B. Make sure your line is thin and accurate. Thick pencil lines can cost you marks if the examiner can't tell exactly where your point is. One more thing about bearings and scale drawings, they often appear together in WGEE papers. You might need to measure a bearing on a diagram and then use the scale to find the actual distance, or you might need to construct a diagram from scratch using both bearings and scales. These combined questions are worth serious marks, so practice them. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. Trust me, if you avoid these, you're already ahead of the game. Mistake number 1, mixing up the scale direction. Some students multiply when they should divide or divide when they should multiply. Here's the trick. If you're going from map to real world, you multiply by the scale factor. If you're going from real world to map, you divide. Always ask yourself, should my answer be bigger or smaller? Mistake number two, inaccurate measuring. WJE allows plus or minus 2 millimeters tolerance, but many candidates lose marks by being careless. Make sure your ruler is lined up properly, your pencil is sharp, and you're reading the measurement at eye level. Don't rush this part. Mistake number three, forgetting to convert units. You might do all the maths perfectly, but if you leave your answer in centimeters when the question asks for kilometers, you'll lose marks. Always check what units the question requires and show your conversion working clearly. Mistake number four, not labeling your diagrams. In construction questions, examiners need to see which point is which. Label your points with capital letters, show your construction arcs if you've used a compass, and write the scale on your diagram. These communication marks are easy to pick up if you remember to do it. Here's a top exam tip. Use the 1 minute per mark rule. If a scale drawing question is worth 5 marks, spend about 5 to 6 minutes on it. Don't rush the measurement and construction parts. Accuracy is worth more than speed here. And finally, in OCW questions, structure your answer clearly. Write down what you're doing at each step. For example, measure distance on map, 4 centimeters. Scale is 1 to 25,000. Calculation, 4 times 25,000 equals 100,000 centimeters equals 1 kilometer. This clear communication can earn you marks even if you make a small arithmetic error. Quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Okay, time to test your knowledge. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. If a scale is 1 to 50 and you measure 3 centimeters on a drawing, what's the real distance in centimeters? The answer is 150 centimeters. You multiply 3 by 50. Question 2. How many centimeters are in a kilometer? The answer is 100,000 centimeters. That's 100 centimeters in a meter times 1,000 meters in a kilometer. Question 3. Bearings are measured clockwise from which direction? The answer is north. Always north and always written as 3 figures. Question 4. What's the typical tolerance for measurements in WJX scale drawing questions? The answer is plus or minus 2 millimeters. So keep those measurements accurate. Question 5. If the scale is 1 centimeter represents 5 kilometers and the real distance is 20 kilometers, what's the map distance? The answer is 4 centimeters. You divide 20 by 5. How did you do? If you got them all right, brilliant. If not, go back and review the core concepts section. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Today, we've covered everything you need to know about scale drawings for your WJE GCSE mathematics exam. Remember the 3 key steps. Measure accurately with a sharp pencil and steady hand. Apply the scale correctly by multiplying or dividing as appropriate. And convert units carefully, showing all you're working. Watch out for those common mistakes. Mixing up the scale direction, inaccurate measuring, forgetting unit conversions, and not labeling your diagrams. These are easy marks to lose, but they're also easy marks to keep if you're careful. Scale drawings often appear in OCW questions worth 4 to 6 marks, so they're a significant part of your exam. Practice measuring, practice constructing, and practice showing you're working clearly. The more you practice, the more confident you'll become. This topic links beautifully with ratio, proportion, and bearings, so make sure you're comfortable with those topics too. Examiners love to combine topics and synoptic questions, and scale drawings are perfect for that. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.